Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Story time.
I was a park facility officer in a backcountry park. This park is super isolated. We worked alone for 8-day shifts, and I would go days without seeing anyone during my 8-day shifts at the start of the season. It's much busier now, but at the time, I'd actually ration my visits to the lighthouse to once per shift since they'd be my only human interaction sometimes, and I didn't want to burn them out on me. Lol from the cabin, I had binoculars that allowed me to scan the beach in case campers arrived, and I'd go check their camping tags. One evening, I was scanning the beach, and I had to do a double take. It wasn't the normal wolves, sea lions, elk, deer. Nope. It was a large group of nudists. I felt like a weird voyeur, so I put down the binos and hoped if I gave them an hour or two, they'd want to put on clothes due to the ridiculous swarms of mosquitoes. Nope. That was fun checking their tags. I also had campers come report a dead, murdered, body that had washed up onshore on one of the other beaches in the park. It was really awful for those poor campers. I had to organize the police to come out and retrieve the body. It had been at sea for some time. I'm a park ranger, and for this story, I'll call myself Ranger Jay. I work in an area of one of America's most famous national parks. I graduated college with an outdoor recreation degree and then entered the Park Service as a seasonal employee for many years before becoming a full-time permanent employee. It was about 80 degrees, with a clear night sky, and we had just finished our first training session for new seasonals at the Ranger Station. It was a bunch of new people, and we got the mandatory training out of the way, so we were all free to go home. Most employees lived near the park, but there were five other people who lived several miles away from the RMNP's main entrance gate that night, alone. The park has one large dirt road that traverses through it called the Trail Ridge Road. It's very scenic, very beautiful, and only about 5 miles up from the Ranger Station. At this time of year, there's no snow on the ground yet, so it's perfect for four-wheel drive or decent-sized trucks to come up and down. So, I took one of the guys with me who lived in town back to his car that he had left on Trail Ridge Road. We drove down, and it was right around 9 p.m. The park was now closed, so there were no visitors around. As we pulled up to one scenic outlook called the Forest Canyon Overlook, I noticed something moving on a hiking trail right below us. It was about 30 feet down from where we were. I had my window rolled down, and there was this horrifying, ear-shattering scream echoing off the canyon walls. The hairs on my neck stood straight up just thinking about it. This was not a human noise. I'm 100% positive after hearing it. It sounded like a mix between an ape and a large bear, and possibly a giant bird. I've never heard anything like it in my life. I don't know what the new guy who was with me thought, but he didn't say anything afterward. As we pulled away, there were two other rangers sitting in their patrol cars about 40 feet behind us. They were facing away from us. I asked them what they thought it was. I couldn't make out any words, but one of the rangers pointed behind me towards where we saw something walking on the trail below us. So, I turned my light bar off, stopped my truck, and got out with the spotlight to see if I could spot anything. By this time, the rangers had gotten out of their cars and were shining their lights with me, but we couldn't see anything. I didn't know what to make of it. I was kind of freaked out at this point, so I decided to go down to where I saw something walking on the trail below us. All the other rangers stayed back. I got out of my truck and started making my way down the closed road with a large 4 million candle spotlight that I carry in my truck to see at night. This way, I can see when I'm patrolling off-road. I didn't go far before I noticed something moving on this rock wall about 30 feet up from me. I took a pic of it and hoped that if I could zoom in on it later, I could see what it was. As I took the picture, something let out another one of those ear-shattering screams and started moving up and down the rock wall like a monkey would swing through trees. At this point, there was nothing but sheer terror going through my mind. So, I got back to my car, stopped at one of the rangers' cars, and told the rangers that we've got a real problem here. They lit up their spotlights while pointing out, and I saw something moving. We all scanned that area with our lights but did not see anything move or sway in the trees or bushes nearby. After a couple of moments, we didn't see anything anymore. So, I got back into my truck, and I showed them the picture I had taken. The ranger on the left took one look and said, "That's a devil dog." I don't even know what that means after hearing that, but my thoughts were confirmed. Whatever it was, we were not looking at any ordinary animal, that's for sure. It's 2004, around 3 a.m. My family and I are preparing for a road trip to the Grand Canyon. We live in SoCal. Everything is getting packed away in the kitchen, and I'm asked to take out the garbage. I walk outside. It's the kind of darkness when it's too early for morning but too late for night, and it's freakishly quiet outside. I thought nothing of it at the time. Our trash cans are located on the side of the house in the backyard, halfway to the gate. If you stood at the side of my house looking towards the gate, you would see a hedge to the left of the gate that goes up to your waist. Across the street is another house with a driveway light installed. The light gives off that blaring white security light. Anyway, I get to the trash can to throw away the junk when I look over towards the gate. That's when I saw it, whatever it was. I could only see the outline of it because the blaring white security light was in my eyes, but it was the smoothest and roundest head I've ever seen, which connected to very slouched shoulders. At first, I didn't know what I was looking at, just an odd shape the same height as the hedges. It wasn't until it moved silently and slowly towards the bottom of the hedge and into the neighbor's yard that I saw it looked headish. I was 14 at the time and just stood there, waiting for more movement or sound. After about a minute, I waited, of not hearing anything, I stepped backwards until I was able to sprint back towards the kitchen door. I don't know what it was or why it moved so silently, but it wasn't much longer before we moved out of that house due to strange things. But that's a story for another time, or at least another post. Okay, so Friday at 1:28 a.m., my friends and I decided to go for a drive. We sometimes like to go to the mountains to experience something that only happens in that area, paranormal and supernatural. Like any other time we do this, we go in my car and drive past Home Hill, heading towards the mountains. We park across from VHS, about a mile and a half away, then we sit and take in the scenic beauty of the dark desert. We start by listening closely to anything and looking everywhere, being hyper-observant. At first, we saw a light in the distance traveling flat on the desert land, getting within about a mile away from us, then disappearing altogether. Moving on from where we had, I just see something else driving through roads and flying by at least 30 miles an hour over the speed limit. We turned down a familiar road. This is where we knew that something was about to change. Me and everyone else looked to the right side of the car, and we all saw what we believed to be something like a skinwalker, a massive black dog just hunched over at my car. While I was going 45 miles an hour through the road, we should have felt the impact from the massive creature, but we didn't. Both people in the back seat looked and saw this thing rise up from the ground and stand straight up on two legs, absolutely huge and all black, with red eyes that are forever imprinted in my mind. I didn't slow down but sped up, going about 55 miles an hour now, so probably about 20 yards away. They saw it rise up as if nothing happened to it. I received a telephone call from a woman whom I will refer to as a Y. When a Y was growing up in the 1970s, she would spend a lot of her time with her aunt who lived in the northeast suburbs of Detroit. The neighborhood had many acres of woodland, as well as old dilapidated properties that were covered in vegetation. A few hundred yards behind her aunt's home were old abandoned houses that attracted the attention of many of the kids in the neighborhood. The kids would talk about the hairy guy who spent a lot of time in one of the large abandoned buildings. A.Y. was curious, so she accompanied some of the kids into the woods. Sure enough, as they stood near the house, they would occasionally see the hairy guy look out of the large broken window on the first floor. They were scared to go into the house and investigate, but they were also fascinated by the hairy guy. A.Y. described the face as that of a caveman with a wide flat nose. The hair was black and stringy. There had been talk in the area for many years of a huge hairy creature that would be seen roaming the neighborhood at night, but nobody ever seemed to get a good look at this thing. In the winter of 2016, A.Y. was living in her aunt's old house, which she moved into after her aunt passed. She was returning home from work when she noticed that several people were gathered around what appeared to be a multi-car accident at the end of the street. There was a lot of ice and snow on the road, so she figured that may have been the reason for the accident. But as she looked closer, the first thing she noticed was that one of the cars was literally upside down and teetering on the heavy branches of a large oak tree. Another car looked like it had been tossed into the adjacent bushes. She walked over to the scene and listened to one of the drivers, her neighbor, attempt to explain to the police officer that this big hairy man walked out in front of me. I scared it and it got really mad. I jumped out of the car and ran into the house. As she watched from the window of her house, the hairy creature picked up the small car and tossed it into the oak tree. Then it pushed a parked car into a yew bush and then flipped it on its side. The police seemed to think the woman was either impaired or crazy, but A had thought back to the hairy guy in the woods. As she walked back to her house, she soon noticed a trail of huge footprints in the snow along the side leading to the woods in the back. She took a few photos of the tracks, but she didn't say anything to anyone other than her nephew, who told A why that it was a Bigfoot. A is positive that is was the same creature she saw when she was a girl. Her nephew has been setting trail cams for the past 3 years, but he has been unable to capture any photographic evidence. The abandoned houses in the woods had since been razed. I had a rather odd encounter with some humanoid creature or even spirit possibly, just a few nights ago, and I haven't been able to come up with a rational answer to just what I had seen. I suppose I will start with the story now. It happened just a few nights ago when I was biking home from work. I work the closing shifts for my local Walgreens, so I get off work around 10:30. I live only 30 minutes away by bike from my job, but most of the way home is by a heavily forested trail, which doesn't have very many street lights, so it's always pitch black when I'm going home. Well, about 5 minutes into the bike ride going home, I hit the beginning of where the street lights ended and darkness began, and like I always do, I pull out my phone and turn on the flashlight option so I can illuminate my way home. Well, only a few seconds after I turned it on, I tilted it up more and froze because I saw this tall, skinny, pale-looking figure for a brief second before it fell onto all fours and, like the wind, was gone into the woods. Shortly after, I started to pedal as fast as I could because I had no clue what it was that I had seen, when I heard a low screech and whatever it was keeping pace with me hidden in the woods out of sight. I managed to get out of that area very quickly and didn't see or hear anything after I left that heavily wooded area. But a while later, I caught scent of what literally smelled like fresh blueberry pancakes or waffles, as if someone was standing out in the field with a hot plate of just off the pan blueberry waffles or pancakes, which didn't make sense to me as there are no buildings in the area where that scent was. So I figured perhaps whatever it was I had seen was possibly using scents to try to draw me into the fields or woods. Now I do know a few areas around the trail are supposedly haunted. There's a dinner theater that's not too far from it, and a supposed haunted water tower in the area as well, and a couple of other places. But no matter what I think of, I can't rationalize it or debunk it as something else. It couldn't be a deer because I have talked to people around the area and no one's seen a deer ever in the area, and besides, it was standing on 2 feet when I saw it, like it was a humanoid. It couldn't have been any other wildlife because the only wildlife I have spotted are squirrels and birds. But I figured I would share my experience and see if anyone has had something similar or may know a possible rationalized explanation for what I could have seen. This is going to be pretty long, so I apologize for that. I'm trying to include as much information as I can. As far as I know, the creature has never tried harming me, but it has oftentimes made me feel unsafe and threatened. As the years have passed, I began paying less mind to it and just putting the feeling in the back of my mind. January 2012, I bought a horse and began boarding it at a very old barn. It was a small, tight-knit, friendly barn community not far from my home. It had been around since the 60s, surrounded by woods. There were three barns, the main arena was entirely surrounded by thick woods, and there were small trails in the woods behind the property. Fast forward to June 2012, I had two horses there now. I was there every single day without fail, 2 p.m. 10 p.m. I fed the horses and cared for them. I rode one every night as well, mainly in the arena, but sometimes in the barnyard. There were no field or arena lights, just the moon and stars. One evening, around 5 p.m., I was sitting on her, letting her stand when she started snorting and backing up. I looked up and saw this white or gray creature crawling out of the woods towards us. It had a very small round head, its eyes were just pits. It had a very small mouth, not much detail there. Its arms were very long and thin, fingers also like that. Its rib cage was very pronounced and defined, and its legs were long and lanky. Its movements were very jerky, not smooth and fluid. It slowly jerked out to us, when my horse turned and bolted out of the arena. She's a dead broke, calm, well-mannered horse who never spooked before this. Stubborn old mare, but not spooky. She would not go back into the arena that night. I walked her around the barnyard, staying near the main barn, put her up, and ran out to peek into the arena, to find nothing except some footprints where I saw the thing. Throughout the summer, I saw it peeking, almost dancing, around the gate that led into the woods where the trails were. One night, roughly a month later, at about 9 p.m., I was riding that horse again in a front pasture. The moon is full and bright, and I look to my left to see the creature running full spread by my side on the other side of the fence. I slowed my horse to a stop and it took off around the corner and behind the side barn into the woods. I continued seeing it, mainly in the woods, but it was always around. Summer 2013, the barn shut down when the owner died. We moved the horses to a friend's place for the time being, and I didn't see it there. Late summer, fall 2013, I found a new barn. Woods directly behind the barn and arena. This place had lights and was much newer. About a month later, when I was getting ready to leave, I heard something in the woods. I looked down the barn all into the woods and saw the creature running down the road into the woods. I saw it much less frequently for a while, until later in fall 2014 I began seeing it in the back pasture's woods. It darted in and out of the tree line. I saw a second one sitting in a neighbor's yard. It would sit in the same spot every day and watch me ride. Started taking pictures, which are very poor and crappy, and sent them to a friend who claimed he and some others have seen it. Kept seeing it occasionally, but from a much greater distance than at the first barn. I went with this barn owner to another farm to get some stuff, when I saw a very, very large version of this creature run out from the woods, right behind a tree I was 10 feet from, while I was alone by the trailer. Last November, I house sat for the barn owners. I went out around 2 a.m. to fill water troughs and enjoy the full moon and cool night. I was sitting in the back pasture when three of the creatures began coming from the woods. One came up to the trees near the trough where I was, the other two were walking along the tree line. The horses were silently munching their hay, pretty far from where the creatures were. I messaged the guy from earlier and told him what was going on. Since that incident, I haven't really seen them. Last summer, I did see one outside my house staring into the windows. A few weeks ago, one was outside my bedroom windows tapping and making a strange faint shrieking sound. This was a lot to type out, but I hope someone reads this and helps me figure this out some more. I'm very open and willing to discuss more paranormal things that have happened with this, my friends' experiences with this, and anything else that could or could not be connected to this thing. Pennsylvania had many reported paranormal phenomena from ghosts to UFO sightings occurring for decades. The state is even home to several famous cryptids such as Bigfoot, Mothman, Goatman, along with a few visitation by the New Jersey Devil. One of the lesser known and probably the most pitiful of creatures believed to inhabit the northern western woods of Pennsylvania is the squonk. The squonk is a legendary animal believed to live within the hemlock forests in the northwestern part of the state. They are described timid and ugly in appearance as the creature's skin is sagging while covered with moles and warts. Legends claim the squonk is constantly weeping because it's ashamed of its body and will often try to avoid being seen. This creature is said to have a unique ability to escape capture from hunters by dissolving completely into a pool of tears and bubbles when cornered. One well-known story about a captured squonk told in Pennsylvania involves a man named J.T. Wentling. Sometime in the early 1900s, the creature's skin was valuable and Mr. Wentling went out hunting for one. One night with a full moon, he tracked the animal down by following the glistening trail made from its tears. Upon sighting the squonk, Mr. Wentling coaxed it into a bag by imitating the creature's weeping under a hemlock tree. While carried his prize home, he suddenly noticed that the bag was lighter, and on opening it, found nothing inside but tears and bubbles. This may be the source of their scientific name, lacrima corpus dissolvens, from the Latin words for dissolving body. The legend of the squonk has been spoken in Pennsylvania since the early 19th century, with the first written account made in book by William T. Cox called Fearsome Creatures of the Lumberwoods, with a Few Desert and Mountain Beasts, 1910. Lumberjacks and hunters were mainly the source of early sightings of the creature. Several cryptozoologists theorize the squonk may be resulted from encounters with malformed wild boars within the time period, as there are no new accounts of the creature reported. Essentially, myself and another guy had received pellet guns for Christmas a few days earlier, and we were out in the woods above our parents' houses screwing around with them before dinner. It was about 4 p.m., the light was starting to fade, but there was still really good visibility under the canopy of trees. We'd been out there for a few minutes when the other guy went up on a ridge just out of the wooded area for a bit, and I stood on the trail just inside the woods trying to unjam my pellet gun. I heard a twig snap, looked up, and this thing walked casually, purposefully, between bunches of trees about 75 feet in front of me. As it passed in front of me, it turned its head and looked right at me, but it made no other sign of altering course, aggression, or anything else. Just stared at me and kept walking until it was out of sight behind the overgrowth. As can probably be expected, I lost my shit and ran out of there as fast as I could. For years, literally years afterward, I was plagued with the feeling that I was being watched in the woods. My bedroom window faced the woods, and I'd lie there at night turned away, feeling, knowing, that if I looked at the window there'd be something looking in at me. Whenever I walked anywhere near where I'd seen it, my chest would zits up without me realizing what was going on, and it'd be hard to breathe. The weirdest part is that I'd get tears in my eyes, tears streaming down my face like I was crying, but I wouldn't be sobbing, no runny nose. The things that stick out to me, burned into my brain. It was tall, probably 7 feet or more, it was skinny, almost emaciated looking, and had an oddly shaped face. The face looked almost like a squished, yet smoothed out, monkey's face that too small for the head. It was medium gray in color, and either smooth or with very short hair, and the eyes were black. It had a long, black nail the length of a steak knife sticking from each finger, and kept the fingers curled slightly to keep them bunched up while it walked. It was not trying to hide, seemed unconcerned that I was there, and made no attempt to come closer to me or to get away. It just turned its head as it passed in front of me, and looked directly at me as it walked. I don't talk to a lot of people about it, but I've heard anecdotes, unsolicited, that indicate the thing's been seen by a bunch of other people in my hometown too, people well outside my social circles. To be clear here, I don't believe in God, Jesus, or demonic possession. I don't believe in mutants, escaped government experiments, the Bilderbergs, conspiracies, Morgellons, or that vaccines cause autism, and I think that while there's probably alien life out there, I very strongly doubt it's coming to Earth to peep in windows and scare the shit out of teenagers walking through the woods in their remote-ass hometown. I don't know what the hell it is, but it sure was a bizarre encounter. It doesn't seem to have actually harmed anyone or anything, and it's been around for most of my life if the reports are true, so who knows what it's up to. I don't expect anyone to believe this. I don't blame you if you don't, sometimes I'm not sure I believe it myself. Regardless, it is 100% true. I was driving in the woods years ago. It was a pretty familiar area, to this day I can drive to the exact spot it happened. It was summer and I drive a convertible, so the top was down. Maybe somewhere around 2 a.m.-ish. It was a very clear night, but it had stormed earlier, not really relevant, just trying to give as much detail as I can. On the horizon of the right side of my car, I see flashes of amber light in the distance. At first I thought it was an emergency vehicle, but I know the area well, and there was no road where the lights were coming from, nothing but woods for miles, in fact. I almost crashed the car trying to figure out the lights. There was a tree down in the road that I almost hit from the storm earlier. I have to stop the car and turn around. It's a two-lane road with no lights nearby whatsoever. Nothing but starlight and my headlights. As I turn my car around, in the middle of the road, my headlights land on this thing, I guess. Whatever it is, it was 8 feet tall at least. At least that's my best guess. It was much taller than me at 6 feet. I stopped the car. Why I did so, I couldn't tell you. I don't know myself. But I did, and shut the lights off, and this thing, it was definitely humanoid, and definitely not human, had some sort of luminescence about it. Its skin glowed a dull, white light. The thing started to move towards the car. Ad was making terrible noises. Hoarse, moaning noises, that's the best way I see a described THE sound it made. As it got closer I could make out its features. I wear glasses and my prescription is very outdated. I know, bad idea driving at night like that, but anyway. Again it was very tall, and very very thin. I remember thinking if it was human it would have starved to death long ago. Its arms were out of proportion, as was its neck. They were abnormally long. Its arms were nearly to its knees. It had wrinkled, worn, leathery looking skin, which was the purest white I had ever seen. The wrinkles of its skin made it look impossibly old. It folded over itself and over again. The best way to describe it would be looking like some combination of maggot, birch bark, and wet newspaper. Like if you cut your finger, and wear a bandage way too long, and you take the bandage off and the skin is sickly white and wrinkled. That, but everywhere. The closer it got, I could see more. Its eyes, or apparent lack thereof. They just looked like large, deep, dark holes. Its mouth was crooked and way too wide. If it had ears, the corners of the mouth would be right up to them. THE moaning, limping, shuffling thing came too close for comfort finally, and I had seen enough. I started my car and took the nope train right out of there. I drove 90 all the way home. In hindsight, I regret leaving. I had the strong impression, after the fact, that the thing was injured or sick or even dying. It did not look well, and whatever it was, I think perhaps it only wanted help. In hindsight, I hoped it had found help, or had at least come to a swift end, as it was obviously suffering. A little bit of background, this was in Southwest Michigan, and myself, I have been employed in the past as a paramilitary contractor, which means I have had plenty of psych evaluations mandatory for the job. I am perfectly sane except for chronic insomnia, and I absolutely do not do drugs other than cigarettes and the very occasional beer. Anyway, this is my story. Like I said, I don't expect you to believe it, but it is the honest truth. I guess I just really want to know what this thing was, if anyone has seen anything similar. Hell, it's been a few years and it's one of those stories you tell when the subject of high strangeness comes up. In my late teens to my 30s I would frequently go ghost hunting with my friends. This particular incident happened around 1998 and my idea of ghost hunting was going into creepy places and looking for ghosts. No equipment and no plans. Just us being stupid. We rarely even remembered to bring flashlights. The group consisted of myself and my three best friends, one of whom had brought along his girlfriend who in turn brought along her best friend. The six of us had begun investigating on an old abandoned and very unsafe creepy barn and hence succeeded in nothing more than freaking out the two girls. One of my friends suggested an old ruin we knew of, so we went back to check it out. We arrived at the old ruin, which was out in the middle nowhere in Southern California's high desert, at exactly midnight. The guys all got out of the truck. The girls refused to get out. We immediately spread out. The three other guys moved off to their right to explore the perimeter of the property while I headed straight for the ruin. The ruin was easily identifiable by the light of the full moon. All that remained were 3 foot tall cinder block and rebar outline of a building on a slightly raised cement slab surrounded by rubble. It hadn't been a large building by the look of it, having a short central hall with two rooms on either side. No sooner do I step foot on the threshold of the building do I look up and see something. The best way I can describe this thing is when you take black and white Play-Doh and mix it together into a streaked, vaguely humanoid-shaped golem with a round head. I watched this thing, visible only from the waist up, glide smoothly from left to right just outside the far side of the ruin. As it reached the far end of the building, I calmly did an about-face and walked back to the truck. I wasn't scared. I didn't panic. Until recently, I just accepted simply that the sight of this thing had just overloaded my mind and my understanding of the world and had simply seen enough. As I reached the truck, I realized that both girls were gazing past me towards the ruins with eyes the size of saucers. Though there was nothing there when I turned around, both girls in unison described the exact same thing I had seen and claimed it was standing in the exact same spot on the threshold where I had just been when I saw it. There's not much else to say except the girls and I waited in the truck until the others back came. I've been to a lot of cemeteries in and around Albany, New York. I've been to the Pinewood Cemetery the most, every time I've experienced something paranormal. There's another cemetery on that side of the Hudson River in Winneskill that had directions on what to do when you get there, and what I saw was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. A post on the internet said something like, walk into the cemetery and walk up the grass hill to the back right, turn around and you will see what you're going to see. If you look away, you won't see it again. We did that and there was what looked like a black transparent dress between three trees and waving like it was in the wind. There was no wind. Surrounded by what I'd describe as black beer bags scattering like a swarm of bees or something. We watched for a few minutes, then looked at each other and it was gone. I am going to start off by saying that this post is completely legitimate. This is not fiction. This is something real that I have experienced. My hope for sharing this experience on the internet is that I can find someone else who has witnessed the same thing as me. Or something similar. As I have been searching for answers for years. Also, maybe someone can give me some insight on what this could be. I don't expect anyone to truly believe what I'm writing. I know it is unbelievable. But I know my truth. This experience is something that changed my life completely. Also, would like to note that during my life I have had lots of paranormal and spiritual experiences. I don't consider myself a religious person, but I believe in God. I've witnessed too many miracles and things not to believe. When I had this experience I was 18, I am now 22. One night, years ago, I was hanging out with my now ex-boyfriend. It was either November or December of 2019. We decided that night that we wanted to look at the stars. It was very cold out and probably around 1 a.m., but that did never stop us from going outside. We put on extra layers, grabbed a blanket and laid out to look at the stars. Most of the night we were having fun, laughing and taking. There was one point where our conversation got very serious. He started explaining to me that he didn't believe in God. Or anything at all. He believes nothing will happen when we die. My response to that was, I respect his beliefs but I believe in God. I know something will happen when we die. I've witnessed too many spiritual things in my life not to believe. I've always had a knowing that something more is out there. His only response was, once he sees something, he'll believe it. We were quiet for a while after that, but eventually continued talking about other things and having fun. That's when I saw something in the sky. What I saw was a massive pair of wings gliding directly above me. It was at least 18 to 20 feet. I couldn't make out a head, legs, or tail. Just a massive pair of wings. It was dark and hard to see, but the wings had a subtle glow just enough for me to see it. It almost looked see-through but also glowing. Can't be for sure though. It was a shocking thing to see. I wasn't necessarily horrified, but I was in complete awe. I didn't feel anything negative. My ex wasn't paying attention at first. I shouted at him to look up. When he did, he immediately started panicking. He was swearing and freaking out. The pair of wings wasn't there for long. It just flew above us, then above my house and seemed to disappear or just faded into the darkness. As it was flying, it only flapped its wings once. So really it was gliding. My ex had grabbed me and insisted we go inside. He was horrified. We didn't get much sleep that night. Eventually, the next day after calming down, we decided we wanted to go out at night again and see if anything else happens. There was a lot more that happened, I won't get into too much detail about. We saw strange UFOs and two big bright lights that appeared to be close to us. So bright that it was hard to see. That itself was very scary and unusual. But the strangest thing was the winged being or thing. After this happened, my perspective of life changed completely. There is so much out there that we don't know about. Not that it's related, but weird things started happening around the world too. COVID, Ukraine, Chinese spy balloon, so much more. There is just so much happening. I have searched and talked to so many people to see if maybe they experienced something similar, but I can't find much information. I do believe that maybe what I saw was an angel. Or could be an interdenominational being. I'm not sure. I don't think I'll ever know for sure. I've accepted that. Again, as unbelievable as it sounds, this is something real that has happened to me, and my ex-boyfriend. Feel free to tell me your thoughts. Hopefully this reaches someone who witnessed something similar. February 25th, 2016. It was a normal day and the sun was going down. I was home one night, and both my mother and stepfather were home too. I assumed they were asleep. I let the dog in the backyard. I noticed it was a little warmer than usual out. Also, it was a pretty clear sky, so I went out back to stargaze. While I was outside, I felt something in the air. Some sort of static buzz. I felt it in my stomach and it felt like my bones were vibrating. I followed the feeling and looked over the fence to see where it was coming from. I couldn't believe my eyes. It was a triangular UFO craft landing on the street in front of my house. I couldn't tell if the craft had legs or not. It had orange, purple, blue, green, red, and white lights on it. I remember thinking that it was weird nobody on my street was seeing it. I saw a door open on the craft that formed a ramp that touched the street. Baffled and babbling, I went inside, and as I rushed to the kitchen sink, I said to myself, "It's not real, you're just crazy. It's not real, you're just crazy." I washed my face with some cold water and looked out of the window above the kitchen sink. I saw a little girl in an old school pink dress with blonde hair. I estimated her age at about 5 to 7 years old, and she was holding the hand of a shadow person leaving the craft with her. I couldn't see any details of the silhouette she was holding the hand off or inside the craft due to the bright white light. I thought it was weird how I could see the details of the girl but not the other thing. As I saw this, I heard a little girl's voice say, "Luke. Come with me. Daddy. It's so good to see you, Daddy. Don't you want to come with me?" But it was said inside my mind. I went from baffled and babbling to terrified and panicked to the highest degree. I left the kitchen, ran/and stumbled into the living room. The voice of the little girl died down. I began wondering if I was having a nightmare. I looked at the time, it was 10:33. I then thought to myself, if I was dreaming, how could I possibly know the time? I felt an approaching presence. I slowly turned around and saw a silhouette of the shadow-type man at the front door. If you could call that thing a man. I could see it through the foggy glass of the front door that still had Valentine's Day decorations on it. It had long spidery fingers that it deliberately flaunted. As if it knew what I was seeing through the mind. It began to laugh, but not out loud, in my head. As it did, I saw its mouth open and close like when a cartoon character laughs. I was shaking and trembling. I immediately tried to plan a route to my mom's room, but I decided on a shortcut that would lead me through the fireplace to the left of me and into my mom and stepdad's room. I ran to the double-sided fireplace. And as I started crawling on my hands and knees, I heard it tell me, "You won't escape, We've taken you many times before and there is nothing you can do. I looked at my ash-covered arms as I tried to continue to crawl through the fireplace. I looked into my mom's room. My mother and stepfather were both lying in bed on their backs but with their heads facing me. Their eyes were screaming. It was like they both were having sleep paralysis. The dark voice said, "They can't help you, they are frozen." Then I heard the buzzing in the air turn into rumbling and I heard a chant that sounded like the chant of a dead language, Zim Ma Bu Ea It Er. The chant was very repetitive, and the same syllables were chanted over and over. As the rumble intensified, a white light was washing over everything. I tried to move, but as it grew stronger, I grew weaker. It became so loud and so bright I was blind and deaf, overloaded by too much light and too much sound. Everything went white. I woke up in what seemed like a half second later. Face down and tongue out on my bed, shoes on and fully clothed. My boots were on my pillow, almost as if whoever took me didn't know that it was for my head, so they placed me on my bed backwards and face down. I sat up in shock. I ran into the bathroom to check on myself in the mirror. I opened my mouth and saw that my tongue was cracked, dehydrated, and dry. It was like a dead man's decaying tongue. I could peel pieces of skin off it. It was so dry. I washed my mouth with water until it was hydrated enough for me to talk. I remember, sitting there in front of the mirror for a second, thinking about what happened. I remember thinking, how do I explain something like this? I broke down and began crying hysterically. What made it worse was, if that little girl was my daughter, would I ever see her again? Would I ever get to know her? Is she safe? Is she okay? I don't even know her name. How do I find closure in knowing a daughter I never knew I had is out there without me, and with whatever took me? How do I move on from knowing that I'll never get to see her grow up? How do I cope knowing I can't reach her, and I can't help her? I practically fell downstairs to tell my mom and stepdad what happened. I knocked on their door and my stepdad answered. I was babbling, shaking, and crying the story out of my mouth. But it made no difference, because my stepdad said last night, "I don't know what you're talking about." He closed the door. I sat on the couch in the living room and quietly cried as I questioned my sanity. It was 5:55 a.m. Are you familiar with the Custer Battlefield in Montana? Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument. Just to put things in perspective, I'm 65 years old now. This took place in the early 90s and I don't do it so much anymore. I used to have a Dodge van, and on vacation time I would always throw a futon in the back of it, a sleeping bag, my Coleman camping stuff, and I'd hit the road for 2 or 3 weeks and go visit places. One trip I went back east. I'm from back east. I'm from Ohio. And I've been in Monterey now for the last 40 years. And I visited Civil War battlefields, Antietam, Gettysburg, Harper's Ferry, and on one trip I went up to see Custer's Mountain up there in Montana. And where it is, it's up there in the prairies and it's surrounded by a lot of mountains. It is small. It's on the intersection of State 90 and US Route 212, which goes east and west. It's a little east of Billings, Montana. And 212 starts at 90 and runs right behind Custer's Hill and goes to Spearfish, Sturgis, Deadwood, you know, that part of the country. Anyway, so I've been on the road for 4 or 5 days already on this trip, and I'm tired and I need to take a shower or jump in a river, someplace. I get to the park at 8 o'clock at night. It's already closed, so I'm not going to go in and see the monument that night. I was also really hungry. Now down where this was at is this little general store that has a cafe in it. So I pulled in the parking lot right there and they were getting ready to close. It was this guy and his wife, and the guy was a retired park ranger who used to take out tours of the monument and he knew it really well. And his wife was Native American and she lived there with her whole family for generations. And you know, after the battle the Native Americans just didn't go away. They all still live around there and the following generations. Anyway, so they make me something to eat. and I asked them if they happened to have a beer I could drink, and they said no. They said go up the road a couple miles to this little town called Crow Agency, buy a 12 pack, bring it back and we'll help you drink it. So I did that. I went up there and got a 12 pack and I brought it back, and for the next couple hours they told me the true story of Custer's battle, and it was really riveting. Parts of the story you never heard of. It wasn't like Errol Flynn dying on the hill like in the movies. It was a long, drawn-out battle, and it was multifaceted. There were other parts of the battle. Other sections of the battle. Anyway, they were getting ready to close up. They had to go home. I asked them if I could camp out in their parking lot. They said no, I couldn't do that, but there is a little access road off Route 212 about a mile down the road, and it's a dirt road, and due to maintenance of the park, you can pull into that spot, and nobody will bother you. I said, that's great. I went down the road. I found the spot, backed into it, and turned off the van. It was dark, starry, and it was quiet, and it was just out here in the prairies. It wasn't eerie at all. It was just neat, right, and it was dark and it was starry. So I rolled back into my sleeping bag and I went to sleep, and I was out like a light. So it must have been a couple hours later. I'm sleeping, I guess I'm sleeping. Maybe I'm dreaming. I'm hearing this noise, back of my mind, small, ethereal. I hear men shouting. I'm hearing horses. I'm hearing gunshots. I'm laying there thinking I gotta be dreaming this. You know how you're in REM sleep, you can't move, right? And it comes and it's going and it's fading and it's coming back. And it's getting louder. Now I'm waking up and I'm hearing this. You know how you wake up to a bad dream and you go, oh my god, that was a bad dream, and it goes away? This didn't go away. It's getting louder. I'm hearing this. I'm looking at my hands. I'm awake. I'm hearing this. What is this? I throw open the side doors of the van. I jump out and there's nothing. There's nothing. It's dark. It's starry and a little cool, and it's still going on. Horses and gunshots and men. I'm hearing this. Then it just started fading away. And then it was gone. The whole episode probably lasted 3 minutes. The whole rest of the night, I crawled back in the van. I sat there wrapped in my sleeping bag, completely spooked. The next day I went and visited the park, and then I left, but that night it was weird. I'd just like to say that I am not making anything up. All of this 100% happened. I find it somewhat therapeutic to share information like this. Generally, people aren't very kind, and I have been laughed at and called deplorable things for sharing accounts like this. I feel these types of things are important to share so that other people who have things like this happen to them would feel less like an outcast. I am on the bashful side of the personality spectrum, so I am definitely not seeking attention. My parents were from a small Mississippi town that has had many UFO sightings, heavy paranormal activity, cryptid sightings, and general strangeness. Maybe this has something to do with what I have been experiencing 40 miles away, in a heavily populated area that doesn't have a single snooze hour in its operation. I don't fancy the idea of this high strangeness following me, but I don't know how else to describe it. It followed me, or should I say, us. My parents moved to the city sometime in the mid-1990s, and years later, I was born. The first experience I'd like to share happened around January 2012. I was attending an extracurricular mentoring program at a school, and there were hundreds of people there. We, the students, were assigned seats, and the names of our mentors were taped to a chair in each row. Unfortunately, my group's mentor wasn't there, so peers started to get up and wander around. I didn't. I just sat there and vaguely looked in the direction of the mentor speaking in front of me out of boredom. He was talking to my classmates in the row in front of me. He was their mentor. He wore glasses and had almost icy blue eyes. I was just looking in his direction, and I saw this man's eye change into a vertical pupil. Like a slit, reptilian-like. I still don't believe I saw that, but why would he get nervous after that happened? He peeped at me from the corner of his eye while still addressing the students in front of me. It was a slit pupil. It was still blue, but the pupil was vertical. I kind of did a double take and slightly frowned in confusion at why I saw that. What confirmed it was that he got nervous after this. I don't think anyone else saw it, or they did and they were like me, utterly shocked and confused. Maybe he wasn't expecting me to notice because he had glasses on. Why would he look at me while his eyes like that? Perhaps an involuntary shapeshift? I'm an open-minded person, however, I still take a lot of things I hear on the internet with a grain of salt until I actually experience it. Did I see what people call a reptilian shapeshifter? Why would he take an interest in mentoring a bunch of human teenagers? I don't know. What I do know is, it was not normal, and if it wasn't for the hundreds of people in the auditorium, I would have run out of there. It's not creepy because he was non-human. It's creepy because he was masquerading as a human so we wouldn't suspect anything. For the most part, I've just sort of brushed off these experiences, but at times, they can become intense. In the midsummer of 2012, I was lying in bed and watching the TV. Literally out of nowhere, I got this vibe from the window as if someone was staring at me. It felt horrible. My mind was telling me to run, but I just laid there in bed. I turned the TV up to cut through the feeling that had built up in my room. I faked a laugh at what I was watching on TV because I knew something was staring at me from the window at this point. In my mind, I thought that my laughing would trick whatever was out there into thinking I wasn't paying attention to the horrible vibe it was giving off, pretending as if I didn't know it was there. Right after I faked laughing, whatever it was started to tap at the window. Loudly. These were solid tap-tap, like it was letting me know that I didn't fool it. The tapping was hard enough to make the window shake a little. It would scrape at the window screen as well. I could not jump out of bed and down the hall to the bathroom quick enough. I stood there in the bathroom absolutely terrified. I had to lean against my vanity to keep my legs from giving out from trembling. I sat there for about a good 20 minutes, half expecting to see something peep around the corner into the bathroom at me and half contemplating to go sleep with my parents. I really didn't want to wake them, but I felt if I had gone back in my room that night, something bad was going to happen to me. I slept with my parents that night. It is actually hilarious when I think about it now, a giant teenager nestled between her parents in a bed. Wasn't funny while this was happening though. I was scared out of my mind. They asked me what was wrong and I just said, I was going to camp out with them that night. I was not about to go back into that room and get abducted, eaten, or whatever. Screw that. In all seriousness, no way that was a physical person. My room is on the second story of a house surrounded by an 8-foot wooden, deadbolt fence at the end of a yard. No way it was a bird, because birds are not usually active at 1 to 2 a.m. in the morning. Plus, birds, the species around here, beaks are too small to make a noise like that. It was definitely not a squirrel. I tried to recreate the noise the next day with my nails on the window and I could not. My nails sounded too dull against the glass. I'm 99% certain it was not an animal either. It seemed too intelligent and could taunt. We still live in the same house in the same heavily populated area. I don't know where it could have come from or where it could have gone. I'm going to be honest, the tapping at the window sounded like it came from something with developed claws. If I had to guess digits, maybe 2 to 5. The vibe this being gave off was not a good one, and this is exactly why I do not sit out in the backyard at night in my garden anymore, and I make sure to lock my window before the sun goes down. I'd like to note that this tapping on the window incident happened 2 times over 2 summers. One time in July of 2011 and the other more aggressive one, in July of 2012. The one from 2011 wasn't as loud or intimidating as the latter one. I haven't experienced it after these 2 years. Nevertheless, high strangeness still occurs. Around late June of this year, however, I was woken at 4 a.m. by this scrubbing sound followed by a thack sound against the walls near my room from outside. It went up the wall to the ceiling and back down and towards the window. I do not know what that was. A misguided squirrel or bird? Highly unlikely. This next experience, 2012, happened at night. Again, I was lying in bed watching the TV. Then there was this hissing that started coming from the window. It was faint but definitely there. I was not imagining it. I still get creeped out by this, it puts me in a trance. I was staring at the window in a trance and I could not move. When the hissing stopped, I regained my senses. It's happened multiple times. I don't like that something can have control over my locomotion like that. It continued to happen throughout the years. Just last year around September, I was taking a shower and out of nowhere, there was this loud hiss that originated in one of the corners of the shower followed by a ringing tone in my left ear. I jumped because of how loud the hissing was. I'm a bit more relaxed now but still very cautious when I take a shower. It is very uncomfortable to be aware of something that may be watching me bathe. In March of 2013, I was lying in bed with my eyes closed. I was not sleeping but I was at the going to sleep state, if that makes sense. It was broad daylight but all I felt like doing was laying down to sleep. In this state, laying in bed, eyes closed, I felt like I was being sucked through some sort of tunnel. I was conscious of myself in the bed but I was going somewhere else too. I was completely immobile and could feel this tingling sensation all over. At the end of this tunnel, I could see a room. But before I reached this room I started to pull myself back. There was an instinctive nope reaction on my part and I started to pull myself back. When I made it back, I immediately got up. I'm not sure what that was about. I also heard a voice during this incident in a monotone say something along the lines of, "How can you believe in extraterrestrials and God?" I know, it seems so corny but that's what it sounded like it said. I am not sure why, whoever it was, would say something like that. In 2014, this is very embarrassing for me and might be TMI but I feel I need to share it. I started having this feeling in my private area equivalent to a large object forcing its way inside of me. It got to the point where it was disabling, and very painful and it hurt to walk. It was a sore, throbbing pain. This would happen out of nowhere. I'd be sitting on the couch, instant pain. Laying down, instant pain. I checked myself and could not find out what the problem was. This was around the same time when I had to go to my pediatrician because of the irregular cycles I was having. I would not have a cycle for 5 months at a time. No injuries, no hormonal irregularities. Nothing. They could not find out what was wrong with me. And then, in October of 2014, I had a dream, I'm sure it was a recollection of some sort, where I was in this brightly lit room. I had no clothes on and I could not see where this light was coming from nor could I see anything else. I felt very dazed. I felt my hand being grabbed and guided toward this room that had a back stretcher type chair in it. It looked like the thing elderly people use to help their backs but silver in color with this sort of rim going around the top of it. Again, I hope this is making sense because I cannot draw. I was placed in this chair. The next thing I remember is having this needle being inserted into my right upper arm. I watched as the needle was placed there and I felt no pain. I couldn't see who grabbed my hand nor could I see who placed the needle in my arm. I was then shown a screen on the wall in front of me where I saw my abdominal organs. I've never seen anything like that before. I woke up to a very itchy right arm that I scratched so hard, I made a sore. That had never happened before. It still itches occasionally. The very next day after this dream, this life form appeared in my bathtub drain. I am not making this up. It seemed to be some type of fungi but it reacted to water touching it and had tendrils that swayed in the water. I was honestly creeped by it. I don't know what the heck it was. I still beat myself up for not filming it when I first saw it poking about 6 inches up out of the drain. I didn't want to get close to it and decided to start showering in my parents' bathroom instead until it went away. It did, but it came back in 2017 and seemed to have changed its shape, or it may be a different life form altogether. It appeared more ruffle-like with holes in it, but it stayed curled up in the drain instead of poking out. Again, everything I just typed is 100% true. I have nothing to gain for sharing my accounts other than the hope of helping others feel less like outcasts because of their experiences. A few months ago, I was on a hike in the state forest and ended up on one of the rural roads in the area. I found an abandoned house and took a look around. When I came out, some guy was across the street, eyeing me. I told him I was just taking a look. I definitely look like a hiker. He was cool, and we ended up shooting the breeze for a while. At one point, he brings up messing with kids at night. If he sees kids parked out on one of the roads or partying near his house, he literally makes urban legend come to life. The dude sneaks out at night and bangs on trees. He's my hero. On April 11, 2012, I received a call from the man who, along with his girlfriend, had a frightening encounter with a strange creature on November 20, 2011, outside of Troy in Bradford County, Pennsylvania. The fellow told me that what they saw scared the hell out of us. I was able to interview the woman involved on April 26, 2012. After conducting extensive interviews with the driver and his girlfriend, I learned the following details. At about 11 to 5 p.m. that evening, they were driving onto Mud Creek Road traveling west towards Highway 14 near Troy. As they continued down the dark road, their attention was drawn to the left side of the roadway. The man, who was the driver, saw some movement and mentioned it to his friend. The woman initially thought that a naked man was crawling on the side of the road. The driver decreased his speed, swerved his truck in the middle of the road and directed the high beams of his headlights towards the subject. The driver stopped about 30 to 40 feet away. They soon realized that this was not a person, but instead a creature that was crawling very low to the ground. As they watched, the creature moved into a squatting position with its back completely straight, somewhat like the stance of a kangaroo. The arms of the creature were held tightly to its body. What looked like long claws that resembled the talons of an eagle were easily visible. The claws were estimated to be about 8 to 10 inches in length. One claw was shorter than the other three. The creature had a muscular body. The head of the beast appeared to be oversized and shaped like that of a wolf. At the top of its head were two pointed bat-like ears that looked to be about 4 to 6 inches long. The entire creature, according to the man, was covered with dull, wrinkly, dark black skin. The man described seeing large canine-like teeth in its mouth. The eyes of the creature were about the size of a silver dollar and were shiny black. The man stated that even though he had his high beams directed at the creature, the eyes did not reflect at all. The man said he looked over the body during the 12 seconds encounter, and for some reason thought the creature should have wings, but none were apparent. In the squatted position, the creature seemed to be about 5 feet tall. At this point, the creature was in the left lane of the road and about 1 to 2 feet onto the pavement. As the couple watched in amazement, the creature began to stretch its body. The man said that at this point the animal started to stand up on its back legs while also falling over onto its front feet. The driver said that in this position, the creature seemed to be about 6 to 7 feet tall. The animal then fell over on all four legs. The witnesses observed that the front claws of the creature was now 2 feet across the center line of the highway, while the back feet remain 1-2 feet from the edge of the road. The creature then turns its head to the right and looked towards the vehicle. The driver told me that it looked directly at them, with a horrific expression, like it was panicked. The fellow saw it take a deep breath. He had the feeling that the creature didn't realize that it was being observed, and when it realized it was like it was caught doing something. Once it realized it was being observed, it leaned back slightly and then reached forward with its claws. The creature then took one tremendous leap and cleared a 7-foot embankment and moved out of sight into a wooded area. The man estimated that leap was about 40 feet long. As it was in the process of leaping, it was perfectly straight and held its front claws forward. The legs, as it was leaping, were only slightly larger than broomsticks or about the size of a walking crane and were very long. Then just a second after the creature was gone from sight, something else odd occurred. A large bird, possibly an owl, suddenly rushed at the passenger side window, almost hitting the glass, then took off and did not return. It happened so fast they were unsure if it was an owl or not. The witnesses indicated that this creature appeared to be changing form. The driver said, its shape was nothing like when it was squatted. The woman stated to me that it shaped into another form. She thought it was a dark brown color, and looked like a werewolf with a little back hair. She estimated that when it was leaping into the woods, she thought it stood about 9 feet tall. The woman, while reluctant to say it, said, I think it was a man changing into a werewolf. The man after the experience went onto the internet to try to figure out what he saw, and told me that the closest way he could describe the creature would be a gargoyle with no wings. The man commented, I will never forget what we saw that night.